Penguin Audio presents The Secret of the Ages by Robert Collier, read by Joel Fotinos. Chapter 1. The World's Greatest Discovery. What, in your opinion, is the most significant discovery of this modern age? The unearthing of ancient tombs and cities with their confirmation of the scriptural story and their matchless specimens of bygone civilizations? Radio? Airplanes? Atomic energy? The hydrogen bomb? No, not any of these. The really significant thing about them is that from all this vast research, from the study of bygone ages, men are for the first time beginning to get an understanding of that vital force which, somehow, some way, was brought to this earth thousands or millions of years ago. They are beginning to glimpse the untold possibilities it opens up. This is the greatest discovery of modern times, that every person has within them a particle of creative force endowed with infinite intelligence resource, that this power can be called upon at will, that it is as much the servant of the mind as was ever Aladdin's fabled genie of the lamp of old, that you have but to understand it and work in harmony with it to get from it anything you may need, health or happiness, riches or success. To realize the truth of this, you have but to go back for a moment to the beginning of things. In the beginning. It matters not whether you believe that mankind dates back to the primitive ape-man of 500,000 years ago, or sprang full-grown from the mind of the Creator. In either event, there had to be a first cause, a Creator. Some power had to bring to this earth the first germ of life, and the creation is no less wonderful if it started with the lowliest form of plant life and worked up through countless ages into the highest product of today's civilization than if the whole were created in 6 days. The one thing that does matter is that sometime, some way, there came to this planet the germ of life, the vital force which animates all nature, plant, animal, man. If we accept the scientists' version of it, the first form in which life appeared upon Earth was the humble algae, a jelly-like mass which floated upon the waters. This, according to the scientists, was the beginning, the dawn of life upon the Earth. Next came the first bit of animal life, the lowly amoeba, a sort of jellyfish consisting of a single cell without vertebrae and with very little else to distinguish it from the water round about. But it had life, the first bit of animal life, and sufficient intelligence and resource to find the means of sustaining life and to progress. From that life, according to the scientists, we can trace everything we have and are today. All the millions of forms and shapes and varieties of plants and animals that have since appeared are but different manifestations of life, formed to meet differing conditions. For millions of years, this life germ was threatened by every kind of danger, from floods, from earthquakes, from droughts, from desert heat, from glacial cold, from volcanic eruptions. But to it, each new danger was merely an incentive to finding a new resource, to putting forth life in some new shape. To meet one set of needs, it formed the dinosaur. To meet another, the butterfly. Long before it worked up to man, we see its unlimited resourcefulness shown in a thousand ways. To escape danger in the water, it sought land. Pursued on land, it took to the air. To breathe in the sea, it developed gills. Stranded on land, it perfected lungs. To meet one kind of danger, it grew a shell. For another, a sting. To protect itself from glacial cold, it grew fur. Subject to alternate heat and cold, it produced feathers. But ever, from the beginning, it showed its power to meet every changing condition, to answer every creature need. Had it been possible to kill this life germ, it would have perished ages ago, when fire and flood, drought and famine followed each other in quick succession, but obstacles, misfortunes, cataclysms were to it merely new opportunities to assert its power. In fact, it required obstacles to awaken it, to show its energy and resource.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?